In Hillsborough County, an overfull crowd jammed into the county center this morning for the county commissioner's investiture ceremony. Many in the audience were there specifically to see newly elected Democrat Kevin Bechner officially take office. Bechner was administered the oath by recently elected Hillsborough County Judge Caroline Teshy.
I, Kevin Bechner.
I, Kevin Bechner.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support, protect, and defend.
That I will support, protect, and defend.
Kevin Bechner was a complete unknown in Hillsborough politics when he announced nearly 2 years ago that he was going to challenge Republican Brian Blair in the fall of 2008. He ran a grassroots campaign that featured hundreds of volunteers who worked to bring him to victory, and he took the opportunity to thank those people.
I will share with you that the most extraordinary thing about our volunteers is that they were ordinary people. Ordinary people who represented a melting pot of different cultures, races, religions, political affiliations, talents, and abilities, but came from one community, the community of Hillsborough County, and who set aside their differences and did what they could do to work toward one common goal, the desire to build a brighter future for Hillsborough County.
Among the challenges that Bechner faced was also running as an openly gay man in a county that does not always appear to be a beacon of progressivism. Less than 3.5 years ago, the Hillsborough County Commission supported a so-called ban on gay pride events, a move spearheaded by former County Commissioner Rhonda Storms. In addition to thanking his supporters, including his mom and dad, Bechner thanked his partner, Gil Sains.
As Mr. Hagan said, for those of you who have run for public office before and having a family, spouse, or significant other, you know how stressful and taxing a campaign can be on your relationships and how important it is to have someone who supports your endeavors. I want to thank my life partner of nearly 10 years, Gil Sains, for all the love and support and emotional support that you provided me, not only during the past 22 months of our campaign, but also throughout the lifetime of our relationship. And I can't thank you enough.
Although Bechner is the only new face on the county commission, GOP board members Ken Hagan and Al Higginbotham were reelected earlier this month. They both acknowledge the challenges the new board will face with a withering economy. First, Ken Hagan.
I am truly excited about this new board and about the opportunities that lie ahead of us. I don't want to sugarcoat things. I know Commissioner Sharp and Commissioner Norman touched on this. As a result of the economic downturn and budget reductions, we face enormous challenges. Local governments simply cannot continue to operate as they have historically. Nevertheless, I am convinced that the best is yet to come for Hillsborough County.
Al Higginbotham said that along the campaign trail, he's gotten the message of what the voters in the county want out of their elected representatives, which he says is to cut government spending.
Is they're concerned about taxes. They're deeply concerned about government reaching too far into your pocketbook and making it more difficult to make ends meet, making it more difficult to save for your children's retirement, for your retirement, for your children's education. And I'm committed to make sure that before we spend another dollar, that we take a look at how we process and go through the process of budget, that before we have a debate on taxes, that we make sure that we have reached out and that we've heard from this community.
All of the other sitting commissioners spoke, with Mark Sharp commenting that the next time they confront such a large crowd in their chambers, it probably won't be so harmonious.
Enjoy this large crowd that's smiling, because when you come out here, when you come out here the next time and you see this large crowd, they're not going to be smiling.